You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Rivian launches a micro-mobility startup called Also. Li Auto open sources Halo OS, and Tesla changes the name of FSD, but only in China. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you which automaker is tops in terms of EV sales growth in the US. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It's Friday, 28th of March. I'm Martin Li, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. You can be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Well, we'll start with this news of Rivian. US EV maker Rivian creating a new independent company called Also, A-L-S-O, supported by a $105 million investment from Eclipse Ventures. Also will operate independently, but will work closely with Rivian. Rivian's founder and CEO, RJ Scaringe, will be the chairman of the board. Chris Yu, who is the VP of Future Programs at Rivian, is now the president of Also. Rivian holds a minority stake. According to Rivian's press release, Also will make small, lightweight vehicles designed to address current and future global mobility and transportation challenges. Sounds lofty, doesn't it? What do you reckon it's going to be? Well, micro-mobility is just ways of getting around that isn't driving a massive truck when only one person's inside it. Target market, US and Europe. Plans for consumer and commercial models in Asia and South America, according to TechCrunch as well. The exact design of the vehicles is not yet known, but if they were to say, well, we're going to make e-bikes, well, that would make sense. If they said, we'll make e-scooters, that would make sense. Rivian did begin a not-so-secret project on micro-mobility years ago because of the growing demand for compact solutions. About 70 people apparently working on it, and people who came from companies like Apple, Google, Specialized, the bike company, Tesla, and more as well. Well, Eclipse Ventures, I mentioned at the beginning, you may not have heard of. They provided $105 million funding for this. The goal is to, I guess, use Rivian's skills, software smarts, knowledge of electric motors to get into that side of the business as well, unlocking a large opportunity. If you can use the Rivian brand name, which I think is very, very strong. Now, no one knows who Rivian are in the grand scheme of things. If I talk about, you know, Americans as a whole, you and I know all about Rivian. Largely, people don't know the name of EV maker. So a job to do there, and that could take it into a different market, but it's still very much loved in the world of EVs. Interesting. Now, let's move on. And Li Auto will open source their operating system. It's called Halo OS. And the company's founder and CEO, Li Qiang, stated that Li Auto is the first global automaker to open source an operating system for the vehicle, he says. A technical platform which will provide the development tools for anybody else to use it. So if you want to go make an electric vehicle and you need an OS for inside it, well, how about using Li Auto's, because it's now open source. They've been working on this for the last 4 years. They've invested over $138 million or 1 billion RMB into this. Halo OS, they say, outperforms other operating systems in performance, security, cost, efficiency, adaptability, and flexibility. It uses a design, they say, which enhances vehicle performance, and they're now making that open source for anybody else that wants to use it. I wonder how long before we see it cropping up in other electric vehicles. Well, we'll wait and find out, I guess. Now, staying in China, it's interesting. I told you recently that Tesla have had to halt the progress of FSD, and it's not just them. I think it was Xiaopeng also had some issues in terms of an over-the-air update that was going to come out. But either way, we're not even a month into Tesla's FSD rollout in China, and all of a sudden they had to stop it and halt it and pause the program. Well, I can put a bit more, shed a bit more light on that now. Tesla has, in fact, renamed FSD in China to IAD. So FSD, it's a bit of a kind of running joke, I suppose, in the EV industry and those that watch electric vehicles and those that don't, even like full self-driving is not full self-driving. But then again, you know, autopilot in a plane still requires a pilot to be there. However, full self-driving for some people is a misnomer, and that includes the PRC, the Chinese government. They've gone, you can't call it FSD because it's not full self-driving. It doesn't self-drive itself fully, so please rename it. And they have done. They've called it IAD. The change comes after the free trial was suddenly suspended, as I mentioned. Sources telling the Financial Times that Chinese regulators have become involved. The FSD software facing problems in China, with drivers testing it on public streets, some of them now receiving fines for driving poorly. Reports from Electrek last month noted the Chinese Tesla owners saw the system misidentify bike lanes as a right turn lane. It violated traffic signals. It even used a bus lane when it shouldn't have done. Tesla's facing security as well over its scrutiny over its naming practices in China. The company admits, has always admitted, like Tesla's never, Tesla has always made clear, and then they added the parentheses more recently, full self-driving unsupervised or supervised, as it, I suppose, will be known. And they did that, I'm sure, to head off things at the pass. However, in China, they've always pointed out FSD is not full autonomy. Full self-driving is not full self-driving. They put into the small print, and when you know, when you click OK terms and conditions on the screen of the vehicle, the Californian DMV in the past, I think, have accused Tesla of misleading advertising over that. Tesla still uses FSD and autopilot. You have enhanced autopilot is a phrase they've used before as well. They'll sell stripped down versions of FSD under different names in its marketing materials as well. However, in China, China has gone, oh, okay, you can't use that. So you've got to call it something else. And Tesla have come up with intelligent assisted driving. FSD, IAD, don't really care what it's called. I mean, IAD, intelligent assisted driving. It probably does actually describe what it is. It's a very intelligent system that assists you to drive. So having to change that there. Interestingly,
Other regulators around the world have had a bit of an issue with it. I love them, don't love. Obviously, there are many issues to do with censorship and things in China and whatnot. But I kind of enjoy, from an outside observer's perspective, I say enjoy. I was amused by the fact that it lasted days and China went, you can't call it FSD. And Tesla's like, yes, of course. What would you like it called? You know, with other countries, Mr. Musk will walk around like Mr. Billy Big Watsits and give it the big I am. And, you know, I'm in the White House and I'm top dog. And yet in China, Musk really is, you know, I wouldn't say a nobody, but China says you can't do that. And they go, yes, of course, we'll call it something else. It amused me. Anyway. Not because it's Tesla, just because of just the way that China works. You can sell your vehicles there, but you've got to play by their rules. Anyway, let's talk about Canada halting their EV incentive program. This is one that's rumbled on, and I think we have some resolution to this. Now, you may remember, I'll give you a very quick recall for context in case you missed the news. Canada announced they're ending their federal program of subsidies back in January. There was tens of millions left in the pot before the weekend in question. Well, come the weekend in question, Tesla said that they sold 8,669 vehicles, or rather they submitted that many rebate applications in just 3 days. It's about two vehicles sold every, or one vehicle every 2 minutes. 24/7, I think, or something like that. From all the there was four main dealerships that were submitting almost 10,000 applications, which rinsed the pot of $43 million Canadian dollars in 3 days alone. So come Monday morning, when all the other Canadian auto dealers who had given the discount already to the buyers of those EVs in you know previous weeks or so, but maybe not put the paperwork through to get the money back, came in on Monday morning and Canada said the program is closed, like the money ran out at the weekend. How is that even possible? Well, then it transpired weeks later that it was Tesla that had rinsed the pot. Did they do anything wrong? Some people have suggested some sort of nefarious plot to sell the vehicles to themselves. But, you know, there's got to be a simpler explanation than some of the conspiracy theories that go round. However, what did happen? We still don't know. Did Tesla sell those? The wording on the website was also that you must do this before the vehicle is delivered. So people say, well, they obviously just delivered a bunch of vehicles and didn't do the paperwork, and someone was going to get a right old rocket from their boss, and then they sat there all weekend putting the applications in because they hadn't done it. Another possible thing that could have happened there. They weren't meant to. You had to put this through before the vehicle was delivered. So there's always is a whole mess, right, in all round. And now Canada has said that they are going to suspend the payments to Tesla until the investigation is over. Now, they also didn't answer how much of that money had been paid to Tesla, but yesterday they announced that the payment had been suspended and no payments will be made until Canada is confident that every claim submitted is valid. Transport Canada has not revealed if any of Tesla's claims have proven to be problematic or how many claims have been paid already. Typically, claims of up to $5,000 Canadian dollars are processed within 20 business days after validation. This is going back to mid-January, you would presume. January 10th was the first day of the suspicious influx. You would presume that that money is all now paid out, but they haven't. Canada hasn't confirmed, or Transport Canada hasn't confirmed how much of the money has been paid out already. But any that hasn't, is currently on hold until an investigation is completed. Holy moly, what a mess all round! Because as I told you yesterday, or I forget when, day before maybe, they also changed the wording on the Canadian federal website. And then change the word from must put this through before the vehicle is sold to should put it through before the vehicle is delivered to the customer. And again, why make that secret change to a single word on your website, which was then discovered by, I think it was one of the newspapers. Somebody at Transport Canada has done that. It just looks, even if it's not, it looks really sus, doesn't it? Why change the word from must to should? Is someone covering their backside? Oh my gosh. This is just a soap opera that rumbles on. Right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how Tesla makes money from other car makers who don't sell enough EVs, and which EV maker is doing really well in the US. Back in a bit.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So welcome back to the podcast. Patreon supporters can skip the ads by checking out patreon.com/EV News Daily. Well, Tesla makes money from other car makers for doing, well, absolutely nothing. It's a great little business to be in, by the way. It's called emissions pooling. And for the European Union this year, 2025, they've set some CO2 targets. And if you don't hit them, you'll be fined. But you can pool with other car makers. And of course, Tesla doesn't have any emissions because they only sell zero emissions vehicles like Polestar, etc. And so you can sell some of your emissions to your competitors cheaper than it would be for them to pay the fines. And so now we know that the emissions pool is confirmed for this year for Tesla. This month, Honda and Suzuki are the latest names to pay Tesla for some of their credits. Honda and Suzuki. They join Stellantis, Ford, Toyota, Mazda and Subaru in this year's arrangement with Tesla here in the European Union. Another pool is Mercedes-Benz, which includes Geely brands, so Volvo, which will, of course, you know, they sell a bunch of EVs, so they'll have some CO2 emissions to spare. Polestar is an all-electric brand. Smart is as well. Suzuki, also partnering with Volvo. Last year, I think it was, they partnered. The EU's CO2 targets require 15% reduction from 2021 level, so it's not particularly outrageous. Experts say automakers need to sell at least 20% fully electric vehicles to offset some of the combustion stuff that they sell. Earlier this month, the European Commission granted a three-year extension for meeting the 2025 targets. The main emissions pool managed by Tesla and Mercedes were all set up before the extension, so we think they will carry on, but these pools can offset the gasoline and diesel vehicles, which the other companies sell. A concern that some have raised is potential sales declines in Tesla while they change over to the Model Y, and of course any backlash against Tesla's politicization, as we're calling it these days. And so increased competition is a big part of that as well. It's not, you know, Tesla has struggled, but it's not a single thing. Lots of people are just, you know, they'll write an article and blame XYZ. They'll blame the polarization of MAGA politics. They'll blame Model Y handover. I think you add all those things together and they are causing the some of the issues, and that could affect how much money they can sell to pool with other automakers. Okay, moving on. And China's new energy vehicle sector is growing really rapidly. This is a really small data point, but if you just take the first few weeks of this month, and we're not even at the end of the month yet, but the first 23 days of the month alone in China, 622,000 EVs were sold, I noticed. And that's up 30% from the same time last year. It's up 40% from the same 23 days at the beginning of February. Of course, you know, Chinese New Year does impact things, but that's still, you know, we'll get the March data and then we can look at the Q1 data. But in China, things are on an absolute rip right now. So far this year, total retail sales of EVs in China are 2.048 million units, up 34% on year to date, same time last year. Incredible. Now, the largest bus fleet operator in the Nordic region, Sweden, Finland, Norway, and Denmark, Nobina AB, is working with STABL or Stable Energy to repurpose batteries from old electric buses. I didn't think many of these were coming off the road yet, but some of the older ones in the Nordic regions are now reaching their end of life. And rather than go through battery recycling, they're actually decommissioning the batteries and using them in energy storage. So not even recycling the batteries and taking them apart. Just, hey, they might not be good enough for the original use case, which was for vehicles, but actually 500 megawatt hours in stationary energy storage have now been created in this successful pilot program. The company will manage the system to support the electrical grid, improve local grid stability, and trade surplus electricity, which extends the battery life and enhances efficiency. Of course, that is great news. These second life applications not only cut greenhouse gas emissions from battery production, but also ensure batteries continue to reduce CO2 emissions through their extended life. Moving on, and NIO's founder and CEO, William Li, emphasized NIO's commitment to fully electric vehicles, and that is because there's a lot of talk around extended range EVs, and there is a big number that they throw out. So a lot of the competitors in China, and I've noticed that the Detroit automakers are talking about EREVs now and using gas engines as range extenders, so not to drive the wheels, but that way you get to say, this vehicle has 1,000 kilometers of range. It's an EV with 1,200 kilometers of range. And it has, you know, EREVs basically, they're just a plug-in hybrid vehicle, aren't they? But they tend to, modern versions of plug-in hybrids, at least in China, when a vehicle's called an EREV or EREV, it typically refers to a vehicle with a larger battery. So maybe a 30, 40, 50 kilowatt hour battery and a plug socket on the side and an engine, which can work as a generator. So then you've got that like 1,400 kilometers of range, and those headlines do get grabbed. But NIO saying that EREVs are a simple transitional solution and that it doesn't waver NIO's commitment to full electric vehicles at all. Talking about improvements in battery swap infrastructure and lower battery prices to make pure EVs the better long-term options. EREVs are here in the now with plug-in hybrids and a small internal combustion engine, but ultimately a transitional technology that will not be around long-term, he says. Of course, defending, they have a battery swap system to defend. Average battery pack prices falling 20% last year compared to the previous year. That's the biggest year-on-year drop since 2017. Batteries are getting cheaper and better all the time. Now, Chinese brand JQ is entering the Australian market with competitive prices and an 8-year warranty. The J7 crossover SUV is $35,000 Aussie dollars drive away, which is silly cheap, by the way. The top plug-in hybrid model costs $48,000 Aussie dollars. There's more variants planned. The base version has a 1.6-litre turbo petrol electric engine, and it powers the front wheels through a twin clutch transmission. It's got a big battery, as you can imagine, but it's also got some pretty good specs on it, even for, like I say, $35,000 Aussie dollars drive away, which frankly is very, very cheap for a plug-in hybrid vehicle. Let's talk about Mobilize, the company that plans to set up 650 ultra-fast charging stations in France, Italy, Belgium and Spain by 2028. Of course, they'll partner with the Renault network. Mobilize aims to improve long-distance travel and expand charging options beyond just highways, they say. A partnership with Free2X will give Mobilize access to 100 ultra-fast charging stations in Italy for further growth. Mobilize chargers have plug and charge enabled, which is great news for those that have a Mobilize charge pass or Renault customers as well. Have some launch pricing for some cheaper charging at those stations too. Electric vehicle owners in the UK are now driving farther than petrol car drivers. The average distance for EVs is 8,740 miles a year. That's 14,000 kilometres, which is now 444 miles on average more than a petrol car, according to January data. Now, this is a big change because if you go back 10 years, in January 2015, the average EV in the UK would do 6,355 miles a year. That was almost 3,000 miles less than petrol cars. Well, not only have they caught up, but according to Solaricap HBI, using trade sales data, that is now flipped around, and EV drivers now go 444 miles further than the average petrol driver. And finally, Chevrolet is topping the fastest growing EV brand list in the United States, even outpacing Lucid, Rivian and Tesla. The launch of the electric Equinox, Blazer and Silverado models has helped Chevy grow quickly. It's now the second largest EV seller in the US behind Tesla. General Motors doubled their US EV market share last year to 12.5% by Q4. By the end of last year, GM had passed Ford to take second place in EV sales. Tesla still has a 40-50% share of the EV retail market in the United States, and they are being caught by the others, though. The Chevy Equinox EV saw a big rise in sales, with fourth quarter numbers up 85% from the previous quarter. Launched last year, the eighth best-selling EV in the US by the end of last year. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.